Okay, I'm speaking with Roger Johnson, National Farmers Union, and Roger, you are in D.C. right now at a very important time, and NFU is having their fly-in this week. Tell me a little bit about that.
We've got about 300 farmers from around the country that came into D.C. for this week. We're here for 3 days. We're visiting every member of Congress, every member of the U.S. Senate, every office on the Hill. We spent today at USDA and at the White House and in Senate office buildings. And these folks would be divided up in teams and going and visiting all the offices of all the other members of Congress over the next couple of days. And our message is very simple. We want a farm bill, and we want them to leave the renewable fuel standard alone. It's a very simple message. And for those folks who say, you know, there's too much going on, Congress doesn't have enough time, all that kind of stuff, our answer is, listen, we heard that last year. We heard it the year before. It's time to get this thing done. I mean, this farm bill expired once already. They waited 3 months after it expired before they passed an extension. We're living on that extension right now. The extension looks backwards. The new farm bill needs to look forward. It needs to have programs for beginning farmers and for renewable energy and for specialty crops and do a lot of the improvements that just the passage of time require. And the extension does none of those things. And so we want a farm bill passed, and we want it signed into law. And for folks to say there's not enough time, our answer is, listen, the Senate did it. They not only did it, not only passed it this year, they passed it a year ago, too. So they got their work done. The House Ag Committee got their work done. They did it on a bipartisan basis. And even the House floor passed enough of a bill so that they can conference. All that needs to happen is the leadership in the House needs to appoint conferees. They sit down with the Senate conferees that were appointed a long time ago and work out the differences between the two bills and get it passed and signed into law. This is a bill that's 95% done. All they have to do is finish it.
Well, they certainly don't have much time this month. They've already used up 1 day of their, 9 days this month.
Yeah, but look, on that point, I mean, it's the 9th of September. Yeah, so they have decided they're only going to work 9 days this month. There's nothing to prevent them from deciding to work a few more days this month. And beyond that, there's nothing to prevent them from getting this bill passed a bit beyond the end of September either. I mean, an extension is not needed. They just need to get this bill passed. They can get it done this month. They need a little more time. They can get it done next month. That's not going to be the end of the world. And you don't need to pass an extension to get that for that to happen. In fact, the extension that we're living under today wasn't passed until the first of the year. So they let the last farm bill expire for 3 months before they did an extension. So practically speaking, they got plenty of time to get this done. And they can get it done. If there's a will, there's a way.
Well, as they came back this week, they had a brand new thing on their plate that they didn't have when they left, and that's the situation in Syria. What are you hearing right now in D.C. about how much that's going to interfere with the time they have this month?
Well, I'd say the same thing I just said. You know, the Syria thing is in front of them right now. It does not take everyone in D.C. to deal with that issue, and at some point they're going to do whatever they're going to do with respect to Syria, and they're going to have the next... Listen, there is almost 4 months before the end of the year. In 4 months' time, most of the farmers that are here can plant the crop, they can care for the crop, they can harvest the crop, they can even market the crop in 4 months' time. They can go from nothing all the way through a growing season in 4 months' time. All this Congress has to do is to finish a process that's largely done in the remaining 4 months of this year.
Well, you just had such a great event there. You had Debbie Stabenow and Harry Reid and Neil Young. What a fabulous spokesperson for renewable fuels. Tell us a little bit about that event and how great it was.
You know, it's really pretty interesting. Neil Young, called me at the office a month or month and a half ago. He was on tour in Europe, and he stopped his bus along the side of the road and got on his cell phone and called us to talk about whether we could he could coordinate a message that he wanted to deliver with the time that our folks were going to be here for the fly-in. And, you know, it fit perfectly with what we wanted to talk about, because we really had two big issues that we wanted to do at this fly-in, and it's the Farm Bill and protecting the renewable fuel standard. And it fits, both of them are just perfectly dovetail with Neil Young and his passion for issues and his interest in life. It's, you know, he was one of the early folks who was a part of Farm Aid and supporting family farmers over the years, and his enormous and long-lived interest in renewable fuels is just it perfectly lined up with the issues that need to be dealt with by this Congress, and that were a part of our fly-in agenda as well. So we're delighted to do it. And Neil Young and Harry Reid are friends. And so we had the pleasure of working with Majority Leader Reid's office in arranging the logistics and having him be a part of this. And, of course, Senator Stabenow, what a wonderful person. I mean, she's demonstrated how to get a farm bill passed, not once but twice, in an unusual way. I mean, a lot of folks forget that it used to be, it was the Senate where nothing could get done. The House always passed legislation first. And this 2 years ago, or a year ago, when the Senate passed their farm bill, before the House had even taken it up, that was a remarkable thing. I mean, that had not been done, at least not in recent history. In fact, there was a big debate about whether that even made sense, for fear that if, you know, something might go wrong. It hadn't been tried before. And yet, she got it done. The House didn't get their work done last year. She got it done again this year. And, of course, she wouldn't have got it done had Harry Reid not agreed to give the floor time and the support for all of the time that it took to consider all the amendments that were offered and considered and added to the bill. And at the end of the day, they ended up with a very, very strong bipartisan vote for a Senate Farm Bill that had a lot of good features to it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Roger. Best of luck trying to beat some common sense into our lawmakers up there.